We continue our learning. Leila Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon Chan Yaakov ben Pitchos Eliyo. We're Menachos Periches Mishnah Beis. Ein Mivin Lo Mi Beis Hazvalim. The Mishnah here has a list of places from which we should not be bringing Menachos. According to some, this refers to all Menachos, or according to others, this is a reference just to the Menachos of the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. But it's because we're not going to get superior quality flour, which is why we should not bring from these areas. The first on this list is the Beis Hazvalim. Beis Hazvalim means fertilizer. So this refers to an area field that needs to be fertilized. So what's the concern? So says the Bar Tanura, if you need, it's something that things do not grow without being fertilized. So says the Bar Tanura, Shem alone is dabla kol tzarcha, v'nimzuperaseh kuchushim. So that which is produced there is going to be weak, literally, is going to be inferior because it needs fertilizer in order to grow. Inami, another possibility, l'fisha zevel mavish u'mafsid tama pri, because the zevel has a bad smell, and that's going to affect the taste of whatever grows there. So we don't bring menachos from the Beis Hazvalim, v'lo b'Beis Hashlachim. Beis Hashlachim is an area that needs irrigation, that rainwater is not sufficient. That also we're afraid that it's going to be affected, the produce is going to be inferior, because maybe it was not irrigated sufficiently, and it's not going to have ideal produce. V'lo b'Beis Ha'ilon. Beis Ha'ilon is grain which grows between trees, also potentially of inferior quality, because the trees take away the nutrients from that which be going to the crops is going to go to the trees. Vimhevi, though, the Mishnah says, b'dieved, that's all the chatchila. Vimhevi, if he did so, he did bring the menachos from flour, from wheat that came from Beis Hazvalim, Beis Hashlachim, Beis Ha'ilon, kosher, b'dieved, it's kosher. Ketzad hu osa, ask the Mishnah, how, if we want superior grain, how should a person grow or cultivate his field? So says the Mishnah, Nara Shana Rishona, he plows it the first year, Ubashnia Zora, and in the second year he plants it, Kodem La Pesach Shivim Yom, 70 days before Pesach, Vihi Osa Solus Meruba. And in that way you're going to have Solus Meruba, you'll have plenty of fine flour growing. So this the Gemara explains that what the Mishnah really means when it says Nara Shana Rishona, you plow the first year and the second year you plant 70 days before Pesach, it means the following. It means that in the first year we want to make sure that you don't have anything growing that's wild that takes away the nutrients from the soil. So what he does is the first year he plows the whole field, but only plants half of it. That's what it means. Nara Shana Rishona, that means he plows the whole thing, but he only plants half of it. Then Uvashniya, the second year, when it says Zora, in the Mishnah means he plows the whole field again, but plants only the other half, the one that that you didn't plant the first year. And he does this on alternating years. He does this is the type of pattern he has. Plants half one year, and then he leaves that half fallow. And then the next year, he does the opposite. So in that way, he's going to, we assume that's, if you cultivate the field in such a way, you will have ideal superior produce. But either way, when you are doing the planting on that half of the field, that should be done 7 days before Pesach, because that's when the sun is strong and you're going to have the best type of produce that is from the field. And that's how we have solus meruba, says Mishnah. That's how we have an abundance of solus. Ketzad ubodek. Then the Mishnah wants to know, how do you check it? So the Bar Tanura says, what am I checking? So he says, Ketzad bodek hasolus in menufa kol tzorker imlav. This is asking, when I have the flour which is now processed, I want to know, is it refined enough to be used for menachos? We said we need solus, so that's superior. So here, this is how it's checked. Hagizbar machnes es yado l'socha, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, he puts his hand inside, olava avak, if dust comes into his hands, psula acheid apeno, then you have to assume that's invalid until he is able to sift it. What's the problem? So if he takes his hands out and he sees that he has some inferior flour, so he has to sift it again, and that's what it means. Avak, that's what it means when he has dust. Kemach dak v'garua, who says the Bar Tanura, there's a thin flour and this is inferior. So then what do you have to do? Then he has to put it through the sieve, and this way he gets rid of all of that waste, and now he has real solace. Then the Mishnah says, if it becomes wormy, so then this, it means that if most of the grain or the flour is infested with worms, so then it's not kosher. Menachos have to be, as the Pasuk says, timimim yulachem uminchasam, timimim yulachem iniskehem. It means that menachos and nisachim, we'll talk about nisachim, the wine, in a later Mishnah, but it has to be timimim, to be without blemish. We assume that that only applies to an animal. Says the Mishnah is here to teach us, no. Everything has to be tamim, has to be without blemish, and that's why if it's infested with worms, it's not going to be kosher. Paraches Mishnah Gimel is going to deal with the oil. Tekoa alfal Hashem. We speak about oil there, or menachos or belulav Hashemen. So, and we have oil as well for the menorah. We'll discuss that in later Mishnayos. From where we get the oil for menachos, where we get the oil for the menorah. Tekoa alfal Hashem. And we assume that Tekoa, the city of Tekoa, which is mentioned in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yudalid. So Tekoa is alpha. That's the preferred area for oil. Abishal Omer Shni Allah, what's secondary to that? Regev Be'ever HaYardin. So we have two possible cities. Tekoa is the best, and then Regev is second, says Abishal. Says Mishnah, that doesn't mean you can't bring from anywhere else. All lands literally are kosher for us to bring oil. If olives are growing other places, that's fine. But this is where they bring from here because this was preferred. And Mivian, Lo Mivis, Hazvelim, so the same idea we have when it came to the flour, it's true when it comes to Shemen. We shouldn't bring oil from olive groves or olive trees that grow in a Beis Hazvelim, areas that they only grow because there's fertilizer. Lo Mivis Hashlachim, where it needs to be irrigated. Lo Mimashen Nizra Beinehem. Nor should we bring from that which is a little, this is a little bit different. In the previous Mishnah we spoke about where we have flour, wheat growing between trees. Now we're talking about these are olive trees, they're trees themselves. But the point is, v'lo mimash and nizra beinayim, it means a person shouldn't use for menachos oil from olive trees which had anything planted between them. Because that whatever's planted, whatever crops, will affect the olives in a negative way, and the quality of the oil is going to be negatively impacted. So that's similar to the halachos of the flour. If you did bring from these areas, olives for which is going to be mixed into the menachos, kosher, that will be, it's acceptable. Amidian an pikanon. An pikanon is a baritoneri here says, Shemen ha'asui mizesim shalohi v'yishlish bishulam umar ma'od. This is oil that came from olives that have not even reached a third of their ripening. And it's very bitter, so that we should not bring from those olives. Vimhevi pasul. And there, the Mishnah says, if you did bring from there, that's going to be pasul, and that's not even good b'di'evet. Why is it not good b'di'evet? Because according to the Gemara, we assume that this is not even an olive. These are not even olives. If they're not even fruit, less than one third of their growth. So not only are they bitter, but the fact that they're considered, whatever you get out of them is not really considered oil at all. It's considered sap. So therefore, it's going to be pus. So there is another version that actually says in heavy maybe kosher, that b'di'evet, using apikanon, even these olives that are not even a third through their process of growth, it's kosher b'di'evet. Different versions of what the halach is. Ein mivin min hagargarim shenishu b'mayim, says the Mishnah, what else? We can't bring olives that have been soaked in water. So what does that mean, soaked in water? So when the olives fall off the tree and they fall off before they are completely mature, they have to be soaked in water so we can get their oil. So that oil that you get after soaking the olives because they fell off from the tree early is not kosher. Now we spoke about the fact that if they're you can't use olives that are less than one third of their process of growth. But here, they're just a little bit unripe. What's the issue? So it's because they're placed in the water, that the water is what ruins the oil, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. Velomen akvushim, nor can use olives that have been preserved. This, what do you preserve? You'll preserve the olives, let's say, in vinegar. So that's also not acceptable. Lo minas shlukim, nor from olives that have been cooked. Some say that shlukim means it's been very cooked, or maybe just a little bit cooked. Vimhevi, and in these cases as well, if you did, pasul, all of these are pasul, whether they were soaked in the water, or they're preserved in vinegar, or they've been cooked, it's going to be pasul.